Stephen Loring is the filmmaker behind The Age of Love, which takes a look at dating among people over 70. Stephen, thanks for joining KUNR.
Thank you, Noah.
Your film follows a handful of elders as they search for love in an interesting way. Tell me a little bit about the film and what you experienced.
Well, the story of the film is the adventures of 30, 70 to 90-year-olds in Rochester, New York, who sign up for a very unique speed dating event. And the film follows them from the time they sign up through their experiences at the dating event and when they receive their results. And then we follow several of the couples who go out on dates afterwards. You could describe it as kind of a humorous and poignant meditation on the overlooked hearts of that generation, the needs, the emotional desires of a group of people that we really haven't paid a whole lot of attention to.
What are some things you learned about the community in making this film?
Probably the biggest thing I learned was that inside we don't feel like we're older. I mean, our hair might be gray and there's other wrinkles and things that come with aging, but our hearts and our desire to connect, to be who we are and who we've been all our life is really the same. As I was following the individuals in the film from the time they signed up until the event, at first they seemed kind of conventionally old. You know, they they had their tea, they had their you know, usual lives in their homes. But as the event got closer, like, the women would sometimes, as I was coming to film, say, "Before we start today, could you look at some dresses I laid out and see what you think I should wear that the men would like the most?" It was almost like their younger sides that were dormant for years or decades were starting to come out again. And by the time we got to the event itself, it was almost like you're walking into a senior prom in high school.
I think it's easy for people to categorize this group as, you know, just that's one singular group. But I think what you're saying and what I've seen in the film is that every one of these people are still individuals. They're unique. It's just now that they're at a certain age, it's kind of socially different.
You know, you're in your 20s, you're building a family, you're creating relationships. In your 30s, you're raising kids. In your 40s, you're at the height of, you know, your power and your career is looking forward, to great success. But once you get like 60 and above, there's no definition for that time of life anymore. It's just old. And a lot of times the media will look at it as, you know, everybody past that line has lost their individuality. They're just interested in all the same things, financial security, health care, and they really ignore everything else that the person defined themselves by the rest of their lives.
I want to talk about one specific individual for a second, Matt. He was completely and brutally honest during the entire speed dating event, and that's just something you don't typically see among daters. Let's listen to a quick clip.
I'm a diabetic.
Oh, dear. Yeah.
Type 2, so it's not too bad. I go to rehab twice a week. I got to tell you that I'm a little hard of hearing.
Okay.
So I need to talk a little bit louder.
It'd be my pleasure.
Matt was probably right up on top in terms of my favorite characters, because here's a guy with a 24-hour portable oxygen tank, a walker, a hearing aid, and he was so convinced that his soulmate was still out there, that love lie ahead for him. And so his heart is still so much in the game. And yet it's funny that the scenes you played is when he sat down across from women at the speed dating event, he talked about his medical history, his, you know, diabetes and hearing loss and his wife's death. It almost seemed like when he was with somebody his own age, in his own cohort, he would talk about the things that he was concerned about, you know, in his life and talked about on a daily basis. But he was certainly willing to lay it all out for women and let them know where he stood. And that made him really one of the spirits of the film, because that's what I found over and over, that the need to reach out to another human being and find a connection and share yourself and be seen and to see another person and be seen by them is really fundamental. And why shouldn't it be?
To you as the filmmaker, what was the most memorable moment you had in making this film?
The most memorable moment in making the film was really before I started filming. And I had found this speed dating event, and I was given a list of people who had signed up and told that I needed to get a release, obviously, from everybody before I could think of filming them or making the film. And I thought it wasn't going to happen. These people are probably embarrassed. They probably haven't told their friends. They probably haven't told their children. The chances of them giving me permission to put their faces up on screens all over the world, exposing them, would probably be almost zero. But I called the first woman. I got the list, and I remember calling the first woman, and I started trying whatever I could think of to try to soften this and make it seem easy. And at some point, she just stopped me. And I remember she said to me, "Look, Steve, let me tell you something. I'm 74. My children love me. They do everything that they should do. We go out to dinner. We celebrate birthdays. We're on the phone all the time." She said, "They're great kids, but even my own kids never ask me what's in my heart. You know, anything other than survival and nourishment and healthcare." She said, "I'm invisible. And why wouldn't I want to talk about it?" The movie has played really well, I think, to the baby boomers, who often come up afterwards and say, "Well, I'm looking at older people on the screen, but I'm thinking that at this day and age, I could live for, you know, 40 or 50 more years, and I may be alone, and I never stopped to think about that. And what will I do?" As the world grows older demographically, that's a big question, and it's a question that's really important to address now, that there's a whole fourth generation of people out there from 70 to 100 and over that really didn't exist before the late 1900s. And we're just defining them for the first time. And potential and love is something that we really need to look into.
Stephen Loring is the director of the new film, The Age of Love. For Reno Public Radio News, I'm Noah Glick.